Boker Tov, Rabotai. Today is Yom Shenim Shabbat Kodesh, Bet B'Sivan, Shemak Maises. We're on the top of Resh Nun Bet, Ma'amar Gimal Darkei HaTeshuva. So we've been speaking extensively about what Teshuva really entails, and now he's going to speak about the path. Me'at me'aor duche harbe me'achoshech, klal gadol yesh lachotel ha'da'at. A sinner has to know, she'omnam pagam ha'avonot chamur me'od, av lo yekabel mikach achalishut ha'da'at, ki ha'tikun hu kashe ve'kal. Person who sinned, a Baal Tshuva, should know that although the extent, the impact of the avonot that we do is tremendous, however, don't let that get you down, because being mitakin is hard and easy. It says it's hard in the beginning, right? You have to start the motion, you have to get the inertia going, and then it gets easy. Kmo bachur tzair shekashe lo lilmod Torah be'atmada, ein lo cheshek, ach hakoshi hu rak be'tzad harishoni. Just like when you're younger, it's harder to learn. It's hard to get a cheshek, but when you start, you really get a time for it. Once you take off, once you start that inertia, then it continues on its own. V'adugma laze, adam chalash tzarech le'echol, aval merov chulsha en lo afilu te'avon, ve'lifa'amim tzarech le'at'im lo ma'achal bekoach et shemaskim livloa, ve'achare she'asa ezo pe'ula mitzido, yecholim latet lo od mana ad shemitchazek ve'omed al raglav. Say a person sick or weak, whatever, he needs to eat. He's so tired, or he's so exhausted, or sick that he doesn't even have an appetite. So sometimes you have to force feed him a little bit, and then once he eats a little bit and gets koach, so he gets more appetite to eat. V'chein k'shirotzim nadlik primus ba'atchala kashe, aval acharei shemadlik nia lo orto b'li torach. I guess they had these like I don't know what they call them, but like primus is like a lantern. I guess it was hard to light in the beginning until it catches, but once it catches, it gives you a nice light. Ve'al kach amru, kol ha'atchalot kashot, mikan ve'elach, ye'erav lachim. All beginnings are difficult. From here on in, though, once you start, it gets much easier and more enjoyable. Ve'ze perush nosei avon. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nosei avon, what does that mean? She'bizman she'yesh le'adam zechuyot, ha'avon porech v'ne'elam. When a person has zechuyot, the avonot pop away. A little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness. Uchmo barzel b'mishkal katan shemachrei keneged sak gadol shenotzot. Even a lighter, well, not a lighter weight, but even a small amount of metal can, if you put it on a scale, can weigh more than a sack full of feathers. That's how we look at the mitzvot and the averot. V'amitbonen b'chomer averot kedei la'asot teshuva. Yizkor she'teshuva eino rak. When you do tshuva, it's not only about what you know that you've sinned. Maybe in your previous gilgul you also did chataim. You wouldn't be here now as a gilgul were it not for avonot and previous gilgulim. So you have to be chozer b'tshuva for the things that you know and for the things that you don't as well, and you're held accountable for them. שוב יום אחד לפני מיטתך. המחשבה על יום המיטה בכוחה לעורר את האדם לתשובה. Thinking about the day that you'll die is a very powerful tool, and it helps to be מחזיר אדם לתשובה. ולכן בכל יום לזכור את יום המיטה, כי מי יודע מתי יגיע זמנו. You should think about it every day, not all day, because that's a little morbid, but to think about the fact that you're going to die every day. We're just mortals, flesh and blood. Eventually we're going to expire. And that in and of itself should give us a boost to be chozer b'tshuva. No one's getting any younger. והקדוש ברוך הוא נתן מתנה לאדם שבאופן טבעי אינו זוכר את יום המיטה כדי שלא יימשך למראה שחורה בר מינן. Shem gave us a gift. We don't constantly think about the day we'll die, because otherwise we'd get depressed. Yeah, Shem allows our mind to wander from that. אך בנוגע לקיום המצוות, יתגבר נגד הטבע שישים לב לכך שסוף אדם למיטה. When it comes to קיום המצוות, you have to kind of overcome your natural inclination of not thinking of your mortality and really put that into focus in order to be מתגבר over the יצר הרע. שישים לב לכך שסוף אדם למיטה ותכלית הזכירה כדי לבחון את מעשיו בעולם הזה ולשוב בתשובה. What do you have to think about that for? Not to get depressed, but to put things into focus that, you know, Baba Jun, the end will come, and you have to be chozer b'tshuva. Kamo she'amar Rabbi Eliezer, shuv yom echad lifnei mitatach, amru lo talmidav, v'chi yodea adam באיזה יום ימות, he's supposed to know when you're going to die. אמר להם כל שכן ישוב היום שמימות למחר, ונמצאו כל ימיו בתשובה. Treat every day as if it's your last. You may die today, therefore be חוזר בתשובה today. Guess what? If you live out today and you're alive tomorrow, wonderful. Repeat the pattern. Be חוזר בתשובה tomorrow and treat every day as if it's your last. ונמצא כל ימיו בתשובה, because you're preparing for that eventuality. Just don't know when it's going to be. Yeah. Because it's a day of simcha. That's days of simcha. So tachanun is kind of more of a sad thing that we don't want to conjure up on days that are more joyous. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be chozer b'tshuva. Chazara b'tshuva doesn't require an official tachanun. Understand? V'ra'inu giborim shepitom chatef otam ha'mavet. V'lachin tzarech ha'adam she'inaki me'od. V'chol yom yachshov ulai yamut le'machar. It says there's many strong people, many healthy people that unfortunately, out of nowhere, Hashem takes them. So, and how do you explain that? You can't. It's important for us to remember, why does Hashem allow us to see that? Because we have to remember, nobody has, there's no life insurance here in terms of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, if that's the case, you have to be chozer b'tshuva, get ready, be clean. B'chol et yu b'gadecha levanim. You never know when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to recall you. V'yesh leze hashpa'a, gam al tzulat acharata, shelo domeh mi sheyodea sheyamut leze sheino yodea. בכל חייו יחשוב שאותו יום מוטב יעשה תשובה מעולה. Do a good תשובה every single day because you don't know. סיפרו על אחד שהייתה לו חנות והיה עסוק מהבוקר עד הערב. פעם החליט ללמוד ואמר לאשתו כל יום אלך מאוחר לחנות. אמר ועשה ואשתו כעשה עליו. This guy, he had a store and he was getting older and he wanted to learn. So he told his wife, okay, I'm going to learn, I'm going to open the store late. And he was losing parnasa. And his wife got upset at him. She's like, what are you doing? Ma ye? Ma asa? Amar la, ayom ichlatati lamut sha'atayim. Ki im yavo malach ha-mavet biyoti b'chanut, lo uchal lomar lo chakei ad she'asakim et ha-cheshbon. Ki ben kach ha-mamon lo melave oti el bet ha-olami. Ve'lachen bikesh ממנו שלא תפריע לו. ואחר כך כשיגיע לבית, תחשוב שקם לתחייה. He told his wife, he said, every day I've decided to die for 2 hours. I'm dead. What would you do if the Malach HaMavet came to the store? What are you going to tell him? Wait. Yeah. Vaistar. Yeah, tell him, Ma pito, Malach HaMavet comes, you're done. So he says, every day I die for 2 hours. Then when I come back home, that's Tchiyat HaMetim. So he says, that's how he explained it to her so she would get off his case. So I have to look at it. V'lachin kol yamav yeh befachad. כמו שכתב שלום המלך עליו השלום, אז זה פסוק, בכל עת יבגדך לבנים, ושמן על ראשך לא יחסר. דהיינו, אל יחסר מצוות. Keep on pounding that לימוד ותפילה על מצוות, וכך יבגדיו לבנים, מעברות. צריך לדעת, דבר חשוב, שאין הכל שווים במעשה המצוות. כל אחד לפי מעלתו ועניינו. Everybody in their own level of the מצוות, שאם יצליח להשלים מצונו וחפצו, שכרו גדול. וגם אם לא יצליח, לא יפסיד את המצווה, even if you didn't do the best performance of the מצווה. But at the end of the day, you have something. כי בענייני רוח, הכל תלוי במאמץ וברצון. When it has spirituality wise, it has to do with your effort and your will. ולא כמו בענייני העולם הזה שהכל תלוי בתכלית התוצאה. Unlike in this world where things are measured by the result. In spirituality, in רוחניות, it's measured by the amount of effort that you put in. So even if you're not matzliach 100%, don't let that get you down, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for your effort and willpower. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov.